I'm Ken Bader, and this is The World. Coming up, a gospel singer from New Orleans joins forces with a Sufi singer from Pakistan. But first, let's return to today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a country that's a popular stopover for migratory hawks. Here's another hint. A lot of boats also pass through this country between the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean. That's the Panama Canal, and Panama is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. Reporter Murray Carpenter joined a hawk watch in Panama City.
There's a gentle breeze blowing from the north, and a dozen people are watching thousands of hawks fly past Ancon Hill in Panama City. Rosabel Miro is executive director of the Audubon Society of Panama. She sent out a flurry of emails to tell people to look out their windows.
It's important for local people to understand that Panama is a migratory route, and it is important for us to let them know that this is a wonderful spectacle and they have to appreciate it. One way or another.
The migration attracts the occasional tourist to this hill between downtown Panama City and the canal. Michelle Scott is visiting from California. She's watching hundreds of hawks soaring in one column of rising air, then gliding to the next.
There's a formation to it. You can kind of see where the wind currents are because, you know, they're floating on the breeze and they kind of spiral up and then they go on to another level or whatever. It's been fabulous.
Standing nearby, field glasses in one hand and a clicker in the other, Juan Pablo Rios is counting the passing hawks. They're mostly Swainson's hawks and turkey vultures. Rios, one of three hawk counters here today, says the birds are coming in fast.
In approximately 5 to 7 minutes, while they were passing rapidly, we had about 1,000 hawks.
Other hawk watches have been established in Veracruz, Mexico, and Talamanca, Costa Rica. They all tally more than 1 million hawks each fall. George Anger, a researcher at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama City, says the hawk watches can provide valuable data.
Now, of course, it's imprecise. We don't have people up there all the time. But I think if you get big variations, it does mean something. And that if you maintain this kind of count over a long term, you should be able to detect major changes in numbers.
Back on the hill, the hawks keep coming. There are broad-winged hawks, ospreys, peregrine falcons, and Mississippi kites. The counters on the ground are just trying to keep up. Miro says in addition to many hawks passing Panama annually, there are perhaps 2 million shorebirds and an unknown number of migratory songbirds.
Perhaps it's like too difficult to understand how come that many birds, but this is Panama. This is like a wonderful stopover. It's a wonderful place, not just for birds, for people, and letting them know that we have to protect all habitats. It's a huge work for us, and we are doing that little by little.
By the end of the day, nearly 160,000 raptors have passed this continental crossroads. Among them, turkey vultures winging their way from Wyoming to Venezuela, broad-winged hawks from Maine heading to Colombia, and Swainson's hawks from Saskatchewan flying all the way to the pampas of Argentina. The migration will continue through the end of November. For The World, I'm Murray Carpenter, Panama City, Panama.